Hello, everybody. Hi there, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel. Well, the results in France are in from their legislative election. So President Emmanuel Macron made the very ill-advised decision to call this election prematurely. When his party and those favourable to him had lost the local elections, why on earth did he imagine it was going to go so well at the legislative level? So he idiotically did this. And he's the guy who's hailed as a genius because he went to École Nationale d'Administration. Him and his former teacher wife, they're living there in the Elysee Palace. Now, had the sexes been reversed, had it been a male teacher who was having a romantic liaison with his female people, people would have branded him an absolute monster, but somehow it's the other way around. I mean, partly there's a different era, the 90s, when he was up to that stuff with his now wife. The left-wing coalition has managed to keep Rassemblement National from winning, and that actually confounded the predictions of many people. Even those who absolutely abominated Rassemblement National thought that RN was going to win. So Gabriel Attal, the very young prime minister, he's been asked to stay on post by Emmanuel Macron. And the prime minister, incidentally, is the very first gay person to hold that office in France. But France is perhaps the most gay-friendly country in the world. Remember, since the Napoleonic Code, they only once briefly had laws criminalizing homosexuality from the Vichy period into the Gaullist period. Strangely, actually strengthened after the war. But for a long time, homosexual acts were legal in France when they're illegal almost everywhere else in the world. So obviously it's no bad thing that there's a gay prime minister. So what happened is in the first round, Rassemblement National won. But remember, in France, unless you get over 50% of constituency, it goes to a second round where the top two, or some cases three, candidates go forward. But everyone who's against Rassemblement National was able to work out a deal in almost all the constituents, put for one candidate. And therefore, it was negative voting, people voting on the basis of who they're against, not who they're for. But this far-left coalition is scarcely more desirable than Rassemblement National. Everybody says RN is racist. Now, in the old days, it was La Front National. It really was racist. Their leader, Jean-Marie Le Pen, making all sorts of flagrantly racist comments, wanting to deport all foreigners from France, and not accepting that black people were French when they're French citizens, just atrocious things like that. So, but he's actually still alive, and he's in his 90s. It was his daughter, Marine Le Pen, who led the party for many years, being a perennial presidential candidate. So although RN have not got the majority, thought they could get the government for the very first time ever, they're going to remain a significant force in France. I mean, I don't see them winning the presidency next time. The surprising thing is, why do they do so well? The economy's not doing too badly. There are not that many strikes. I know there was a bad one last year, and therefore a state visit from Charles III had to be cancelled. The situation is satisfactory, even if not actually good. They tend to feed off things going badly. It's partly those who sort of say we shouldn't be arming and funding Ukraine, and France is not doing very much of that. We shouldn't be accepting so many refugees, and the situation is not particularly bad, not much worse than usual. So it's a bit surprising to see how they did so well. Anyway, they're much more moderate now. They say they're not racist. Their leader, he's a partly Algerian descent. So is it a racist party at all? I know that their enemies would say that they are, but people can change. Would you prefer a racist to change his mind? Surely you would. So there must be reconciliation. Look in the United Kingdom, Sinn Féin, an openly terrorist party in the 90s, isn't anymore. And surely that's to be applauded. Can't be sort of cast into the outer darkness forever. There must be some possibility of rehabilitation. So the new Popular Front is this ragamuffin group of left-wingers, including some open communists. Are these people who are unapologetic advocates of Stalinism, are they any better? One of the cruelest and most bloodthirsty regimes of all time, one so horrific, so genocidal, that some people thought that Nazism was not as bad by comparison. Surely that's not to be welcomed either. Now, they're Greens and they're Social Democrats as well. Goes back to the old slogan, no enemies on the left, that they're going to have to work together, anything to keep out Rassemblement National, who many people claim are fascists. But, you know, what is fascistic against about them? I mean, they don't say they're going to take away the right to vote, I don't think, or to have free expression, or to have a fair trial. And indeed, they would want greater free expression. They've been prosecuted for controversial utterances. Now, Jean-Marie Le Pen saying the Holocaust is a mere detail of history and saying that he doesn't dispute the gas chambers existed and so on. So I don't think he did deny the Holocaust. And obviously the Holocaust most definitely happened. That it shouldn't be disputed. But he was fined for that. Holocaust denial is rebarbative, but it shouldn't be criminalized. People should be able to say what they like, even if it's revolting, even if it's a lie. What else about them? So Jordan Bardella is their current leader, mostly the Italian stock. The one thing is, there were so many French people of Spanish and Italian ancestry that Rassemblement National stopped turning against them a long time ago, because that would put off people to people who were sympathetic. They were quite Islamophobic for a long time. They're against the hijab. Now, you could say Islam is fine, but you should be allowed to wear the hijab. But face veils have been criminalized in France for about 10 years. So Rassemblement National has got over 10 million votes. They've won 143 seats in l'Assemblée Nationale. It's a 577-seat chamber. So you'd need 289 to form a majority. So they're well short of that. So what's going to happen now? It's going to be difficult to have a functioning government, because they agree on one thing, all these leftist parties, that they abominate Rassemblement National, whom they consider beyond the pale. Nuh-uh, absolutely got to be kept out at any cost. Mission accomplished. But how are they going to work together? Some of them are really the same mindset as La République En Marche, which is Macron's party, the party that was assembled very hastily in 2017 ahead of his victory and then won the following legislative elections, as in France. Well, Republic on the move is roughly what it means. But most of them say, oh, no, he's too moderate and he's too capitalist. He was a banker and he's not doing enough for the poor and taxing the rich, improving public services and so on. Because remember, he was formerly finance minister under the socialists. So the Greens, the Communists and the Social Democrats are going to start squabbling amongst themselves. So I don't see how that's coherent, how that's really going to last. And Les Républicains, which is the moderate right, they did quite poorly in this election. A lot of their voters, they turned to Rassemblement National, would want to win them back. So Marine Le Pen, she's too sympathetic to Putin, which I obviously think is disgustful. So France is not in for an easy time. Had Rassemblement National won, there would have been consternation. It would have been very difficult for them to cooperate with President Macron, whom they detest. And some European Union leaders say, oh, they're so, so terrible. You know, they made Eurosceptic noises. They didn't actually advocate leaving the European Union. They wanted to have French law to primacy over EU law. Well, you can't do that. You're either in the European Union or you're not. They wanted, obviously, restrictions on immigration from outside the European, which they could do, and asylum and stuff like that. But I don't think they're racist. Maybe I'm wrong. Show me how I'm wrong. I know that they were racist not so many years ago. Have they improved? Are they just covering it up? Is it just dog whistle rather than saying it flagrantly right now? But, you know, they didn't propose, I don't even to bring that, the death penalty or whatever. What fascistic things did they want to do? Set up a totalitarian state, make Marine Le Pen the dictatrix or anything like that. They didn't propose like reopening concentration camps. So people should calm down and stop this hyperbolic rhetoric, which actually undermines the credibility of their leftist critics. Right, anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.